our daughter, Caitlin Brown. You know, she has a very rare bone marrow failure condition called Diamond Black Fan Anemia Syndrome. And so, you know, it's just our way to give back and promote the need for blood donations and just kind of our way to give back. Just wanted to let everybody know, you know, that they can make an appointment, you know, at redcrossblood.org. They can search sponsor code Caitlin and sign up.
Well, and you're a great example. We often talk about giving blood, people that need blood, and Caitlin certainly does.
Yes, gosh, it's been 14 years now. You know, she's had probably over 250 blood transfusions. You know, that's probably close to over 400 units of blood. And so, again, you know, it's just our way of replenishing the supply of what, you know, what she's needed and kind of, you know, just highlight that, you know, the importance of blood donation and also getting also on the bone marrow registry. You know, we've tried to highlight the importance of that as well and, you know, just spread awareness about Diamond Black Fan Anemia and the fact that there's medical conditions out there where the only treatment are chronic blood transfusions.
And that's a great thing about this particular blood drive, where you can donate blood, you can get information and get on the bone marrow registry and just the DBA information. All of that happens at Chancellor High School on the 7th, and you've been doing this now for what? This is the 12th year for this.
Yes, it is. It is. So, you know, even though Caitlin graduated, from Chancellor in 2022. You know, we so appreciate the support of Chancellor, you know, still sponsoring this for us and the National Honor Society and the Medical Career Club, you know, Ms. Wolfrey, Ms. Burkus, you know, they're still willing to sponsor the event for us. And so, yes, we're still holding it there. So, we're excited to host it again this year.
How has research gone?
Well, you know, right now, you know, there is no cure. It's, you know, a lifelong disorder. You know, a bone marrow transplant, you know, could alleviate the need for blood transfusions, but, you know, it is actually been classified as a syndrome now. So even though a bone marrow transplant could alleviate the need for blood transfusions, you know, there would still be other DBA-related health issues that, you know, she would deal with for the rest of her life. So there are new and exciting things like gene therapy on the horizon. So, you know, we're very hopeful for that. There's a lot of research going into gene therapy, which would cure all aspects of the syndrome. So, you know, we're hopeful. There's a lot of new research in that.
Boy, what a trooper, though, all these years. I mean, she is,
yeah.
what a brave girl she has been.
She is. And she always does it with a smile still.
She always has. I first met her, just as a little girl doing this, she just does.
Yes, she does. Yep, and she will be there, holding hands and giving a smile. So, yep, she is. She's definitely our brave girl, and we're super proud of her.
Mm. So again, March 7th, there are still openings, and this is just a great way to not only give blood, but really help you thank the community for all the blood that Caitlin continues to need.
Appointments are definitely recommended. And again, you can sign up at redcrossblood.org and search sponsor code Caitlin. And, you know, if anyone's not able to attend, you know, the actual blood drive on the 7th, we just ask that, you know, you please search for another local drive and donate there, because there's always blood drives, you know, around the Fredericksburg area locally.
And just a real need. So, again, thank you for your family for doing this all these years. And there is such a great need. It doesn't take that long, and you're really, when you give blood, you're helping people like Caitlin, who have to have this.